This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
This kid is something else. A kid in Arizona goes to Highland High School. His passion for band
knows no bounds.
Stop right there.
Has been seen by hundreds of thousands of people.
Passion for band.
I watched this in my office this morning a little bit, and I just was laughing out loud hysterically.
I mean, I'm
building it up a little bit.
I know,
maybe,
but it's
funny.
Imagine
it's really funny to me.
The chubbiest band member you can think of, so into it.
Love
I am.
This is up on our Facebook page. If you go to search Dave and Chuck the Freak on Facebook, you'll find a link to the story here. But let's show you Dallin Johnston.
His name is Dallin.
And no hope.
And his passion for band. This is from 12 News in Arizona.
Jeez.
Here we go.
Yes. Goddamn. Is any panties dry?
He's so into it.
He is.
Yeah, this is awesome.
Just gotta feel the drums.
From the school's preview.
Everybody's pregnant now.
We got all the people talking about it.
300,000 times.
Well, we're gonna get across the country. They're going into the story about it.
Only to 12 News about his passion and his newfound fame. Team 12's Kirsten Soussel has his story.
Enjoyed sharing what I have with the world. I like getting like this recognition that the world is like.
I have the same hat.
It's just like, making me so joyful.
Dallin Johnston first captured the attention of our 12 News cameras before a football game Friday night. The Highland High School band performed before the Hawks took the field to play Desert Vista. Dallin.
This guy, Lisa, by the
My
giggle
life's
bones.
Always been full of music and expression. I've always just had like a knack for putting smiles on other people's faces. And that's just what I love doing. And when I do what I love, I just am able to do it very well.
It's no surprise we weren't the only ones who felt Dallin is a
Dude
superstar.
Killed him.
After posting a clip of his performance to social media, it quickly caught the attention of hundreds of thousands of people, many inspired by his passion and ability to be himself.
Being myself is what I enjoy, and being allowed to be myself is something I enjoy even more, especially when it's encouraged, like in this band and what I'm doing. I love doing it. I love that I'm able to do it and that people are accepting it.
In a world where it can be easy to experience negativity, Dallin is a light.
That drum with such
a reminder. Dude,
he's doing it's double. Like he's doing a double hit, guys.
Something primal just taking you over.
Take out a cymbal and a drum at the same
Watching
time.
What
a dramatic zoom in on him too.
His glistening forehead.
Yep.
Because he's sweating up a storm too.
He's actually like, these band people take it pretty serious. There was like a chick band girl who was playing the keyboard and had like the creepiest. She was super into it too. Mm. This is from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And then he's in the long line of,
I could watch this for hours. I really could.
Jesus, feel the music.
Watch this double hit. Cymbal and drum. Oh, yes. Yes. I don't even think he's playing along to the music, honestly. He's just doing his own thing.
Incredible. Stealing the show from that band.
Well, I think they put him right up in front.
Yeah.
He's one.
They know what they've got.
Oh, they. How could you
he's
not?
One charismatic son of a bitch. He's a charismatic son of a bitch, that one.
We're going to tweet this out, too.
Funny.
Just go to twitter.com/DaveandChuck. If you want to see just the performance, the whole story is on our Facebook page. You can check it out there with his interview and everything. So
he grows up to be that drummer that was in that wedding band. Ever seen him where he's like killing it?
Yeah.
The band is just like a normal band, but he's like
he's just
flipping sticks. And killing
it. He plays
it.
A cool instrument. Like, to be the drum guy, like, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Danny Carey was that.
Well, that's when you've got all that stuff going on. That's how you get good.
Percussion is his thing, and it's amazing. Like, he is so good for him. As funny as it is, as like, comical as he is, he's also incredible that he's just, like, killing it and having a great time.
Oh, it's good to see him comfortable with himself.
He doesn't care.
Right. Yeah. He'll get, you know, there'll be a school that gives him a full-ride scholarship.
Because of this?
To be in their band.
I mean.
And lead the way.
Yeah, you
lead the way.
You hope so.
Him just playing drums for 40 seconds is better than like 9 concerts I've seen.
Yeah.
Like, honest to God, I'd buy a ticket to that.
That's passion. That is total passion.
Yeah, so he's a more charismatic front man than half of them out there right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Save rock.
Mm-hmm.
Save rock, please.
Save rock.
And it's just like, it's a high school band before a football game. And look at that.
Yeah. You better hide your girlfriend. Hide your girlfriend.
And your boyfriend. Whatever he chooses.
Yep. Yep.
Anywhere I swing.
Anywhere I swing.
I'm like the David Bowie of high school days. Whatever happens, happens. Don't ask no questions. Double shot power coming up, bam. Yeah.
He knows how to bring it on home. He does.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yep, he does.
Absolutely.
Steal all your lovers.
So, again, the news video is on our Facebook page. Just search Dave and Chuck the Freak. And the video of just him is up on our Twitter page, twitter.com/Dave and Chuck. You can see him there. Amazing dude. All right. In other news this morning, this woman. Oh, sorry. I went back to his performance. I can't stop watching. There is a completely idiotic lady in the Bronx who's lucky to be alive. She went inside the lion enclosure at the Bronx Zoo and somehow survived this. Here's the story of how this all played out from NBC4 in New York. Take a listen here.
Yeah, David, people are outraged. This all started when a New Yorker was trying to take a selfie with the lion behind him, and that's when he noticed something was wrong. Disbelief.
Oh, I can't wait to get your lines. Like, is this a joke?
Steps over the visitor safety barrier at the African lion exhibit on Saturday. She dances, waves, and taunts the king of the jungle. Hernan Reynoso witnessed the entire thing.
So the lion's looking like, are you kidding me right now?
Is there a moat? There was a moat in front of her, right?
I would think, right?
So that's the only reason this lion didn't kill her.
I'm surprised he can't, like, hop over it.
That's crazy. I can't believe that happened. I never seen something like this in the Bronx Zoo.
Reynoso was there with his wife and son. He could not believe what was playing out in front of zoo guests.
Dude, it doesn't look like there's a monkey at all.
There has to be.
Taunting the lion, but she persisted. Hernan says when the lion roared, he stopped recording, grabbed his son Justin, and ran.
Is it time to go?
You put it like, your life in risk, animal life in risk, everybody can be in risk.
Uh-huh.
Life.
Yes.
So, you
everyone's
know, because
at
the
risk.
Animal jump from there, and probably I can be here to talk to you.
Exactly.
Probably my son can be here today.
The Bronx Zoo says, quote, this action was a serious violation, an unlawful trespass that could have resulted in serious injury or death. Barriers and rules are in place to keep both visitors, staff, and animals safe. We have a zero tolerance policy on trespass and violation of barriers. Flashback to 2012. A man jumped into the tiger exhibit at the Bronx Zoo. He was mauled, then faced charges for the stunt. As far as this case, this father says what the stranger did to the lion and to the other zoo visitors was just wrong.
It's not a good example, especially for the kid, because any kid see it from like older people, they think that's going to be normal and they can try to do that. It's not safety at all.
Exactly.
It's not safety at all.
At this point in the investigation, the woman has not been identified. The woman in the cell phone video at this point has not been identified. Now, I did reach out to the NYPD and talk to them. They tell us the department is aware of this incident, and they are investigating. We're live at the Bronx Zoo. I'm Mark Santia, News 4 New York.
Yeah, all you have to do is go to Live Leak once again and type in...
lion attack.
Lion enclosure. I watched one guy get just... They were trying. The people were trying to stop it.
And the lion's like, you silly stupid
people. Well, and then the lion just picked him up.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
just
but that's...
dragged him back to his lair.
That's what happens. That's what happens.
Yeah.
I mean, do you feel sorry for someone who goes into a lion enclosure?
No. I don't. Believe me, I don't. But it's just the power that they have. Like, you can't... There's nothing...
No, it's...
you could even do...
They're a killing machine.
Right.
That lion was like, is this bitch serious?
Yeah.
Am I on that? What would you do?
He was looking around. He didn't want to end up like Harambe.
Am I being punked? Yeah, you did, because he couldn't believe it. There's like a lady here.
He's like, I'm going to kill you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm hungry.
He's like, I hate you so much.
He's been in that zoo for so long, he'd love to just hunt and kill.
Yeah. Oh, for sure.
All they throw me is raw meat.
I want a challenge. Sure, for a challenge.
Can't wait to rip you apart.
Oh, I'm going to.
I'm lying.
You can see that video for yourself at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com if you haven't seen it yet. It's up there for you to check out. In other animal news this morning... This woman they're now calling the Squirrel Whisperer called police in the small town of Pulaski, Virginia, to report that she was being stalked by a squirrel. And investigators are now convinced this actually happened.
Okay.
So she's not crazy. It really happened.
Yes. The department said something happened in town today that you would have had to see to believe. Tia Powell contacted our department in reference to a squirrel following her on a trail near Kiwanis Park. The squirrel kept blocking her way as she tried to move. The story got stranger still when Powell explained she became convinced that that squirrel was trying to communicate with her.
Oh. Hey. Hey.
Give me thumb nuts. Give me some nuts.
Come on.
Give me some nuts.
So she decided to follow it through the park. The squirrel led her down a trail to a baby squirrel with an injured leg.
Mm. Oh.
And at one point, Powell wasn't sure she could help and began walking. The squirrel followed her again, though, and tugged her pant leg like, hey, don't abandon us, bitch.
Please help me.
Help us.
Powell then realized a cat was attempting to attack the baby squirrel, and this was the mama.
Oh.
That's when she called the cops.
That's a reason right there not to get a squirrel as a pet. Jesus, they never shut up, huh?
Never shut up.
When the officers arrived, both squirrels were patiently sitting with Powell on the ground. Powell was keeping them safe and got them back to their tree. They say had she not been willing to trust her instincts that something was wrong and follow the squirrel, this would have had a different ending.
Please, I beg of you, use your human magic. Make this killing machine
human
stop.
Human magic.
Please.
Well, think about it. To a squirrel, a cat is the size of a lion.
Right. A lion's here.
Yeah.
Use your human magic. You know? Lion, please, I beg of you, it's my child. Save my baby. My baby's leg is gone. It's my forever change.
My baby's leg is gone.
Please. Probably. Please. I can't even remember where I put my nuts. I don't know where they are at all. Human magic. Human magic.
Would you follow a squirrel trying to get your attention?
No.
I would just think it would be rabid.
No.
I'd be like, you're sick. Get out of her. Yeah.
I also wouldn't sit. I'd be like nature. Taking its course.
Yeah. Yes.
Just like David Attenborough would like it.
So,
watch nature.
They say officers made several attempts to have a wildlife group respond and were unable to get anyone, so they did what they could for the situation. They didn't say what became of the cat.
They shoot all the animals involved.
They shot everything.
Yeah. Shot all of them.
Oh,
and the lady.
And the lady wants the leg.
Don't
cat's
call
gone.
Us.
Yeah. Cat's out of there.
Your cat is gone. He's like, I got my leg meat. I ain't messing with no human magic.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, I don't as much as I'm an animal lover, I'm not following a squirrel into the woods.
No.
Well, if squirrel is like yipping and stuff at me, I think something's wrong with it. Like yeah. they always say when they come up to you, they would normally never come up to you. So something's really...
Well, that's what I would assume. It was rabid, right? Like yeah. it was sick.
So
I'm not
you can't.
Following no sick squirrel.
No.
Look, you better not take me to some Narnia.
It's a portal.
I don't have time to, for that.
Yep, go climb in the tree.
I follow and I'm like, guys, I've been gone for 3 days. I'm sorry about all that. Followed a squirrel to Narnia.
Oh, yeah. Wow. What a trip.
It was kind of a pain in the ass, really.
Yeah, you didn't want to go.
No.
But no, it was just a baby squirrel in need.
Mm-hmm.
Or a little baby.
Me to use a human magic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There's a woman in Canada. She bought a couch at a thrift store. And she was going through the cushions and found a watch.
Okay.
Not just any watch. It's a vintage Rolex Daytona 6241 Paul Newman edition.
Okay.
There were only 3,000 of them made in the late 60s. They are some of the hardest watches to find for sale anywhere.
Wow.
Jesus.
And it was in a couch she bought at a thrift store. Mm-hmm. She called a watch dealer. They examined it. They say it's worth, at minimum, $250,000.
Nice. It's not bad for a watch.
It's mm-hmm. pretty crazy.
So what's she going to do with the money? She is going to get a boob job and buy a house.
It's funny that they went to her with, what are you doing with the money? And she's
like, boob job,
number one.
Big
new titties!
I'm getting my tits done right away.
That's number one, numero uno.
A little vaginal rejuvenation.
And I'm going to get a new pad.
I'm going to have them rebuild me like RoboCop.
Then I'm going to jump on Tinder. I'm going to get filled in all night.
I'm going to get railed over and over and over. Also buy a house because I don't understand how much things cost.
Yeah, it's not the first thing you'd expect someone to say.
No.
Boob job.
How old was she?
It doesn't say her age.
Because, I mean, she's couch thrift shopping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it sounds like almost looking for treasures.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Just feel like the inside. Everybody else that's ever bought a couch from a place like that has just gotten bed bugs.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
what you find. Crumbs.
Yeah, yep. Crumbs and bed bugs.
Yep. And lots of semen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, just... Dave gave me his old couch. It was just riddled with used condoms.
Oh, my God.
Did give him the couch.
What'd you do with those extra magnums? I just put them in a bag.
All right.
Did you give them back to him?
No, they're still frozen.
What's he going to do with my DNA?
You never know when you need someone's DNA, guy.
That's worrisome.
Yeah.
He's holding on to it.
Got some dark side of plans.
Mm-hmm.
The Dave clone.
Him. Yeah.
Yep.
Him and his little dark-sided helpers.
The big wienered little clones.
Oh,
that take
right.
The
exactly. Well, when we got to grow wieners. I know the clone to make.
He's going
to
use it to harvest wieners.
You guys got problems.
Yep.
Big, big problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they don't really say anything else about her age or anything like that.
No information.
She
available.
Must be older because she has a 92-year-old father.
She's old for sure.
60s.
60s, and she wants new tatas.
She's totally that voice.
Yeah.
I'm going to get the boobs of my dreams.
You better believe it. I'm going to look like Sophia Loren.
That's the watch, by the way. That's a picture of the limited edition watch.
Yeah, know. It just is like another watch, you know? I mean, I get it. People are like...
I don't understand that either. Like, never in a million years would I spend that much money on a watch that looks just basic to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm waiting for my calculator watch to hit.
Watch
come back
time.
Around again?
Watch people are into it because of the little tiny gears and things, right? Like, and the craftsmanship or something. I don't understand because I have a phone, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that when I want to see what time it is.
I know.
Yeah. You don't need a $250,000 watch?
No. Sometimes I just look at the sky.
It's daytime.
It's got to be around noon.
It's between 8:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. I say. Yes.
Internal survivalist.
Yeah. There is a homeless opera singer in Los Angeles. Someone taped her singing in the subway, and as it goes these days, that went viral. Mm-hmm. And now people are offering to help this lady out.
But all she wants is crack, though, right?
Right.
Well, here's the story. You'll see. NBC4 has the details on this one. Let's take a listen to their report about this lady.
Got a lot of bags, lady.
New at 11, Los Angeles has been wondering for days about this mystery singer caught on this viral video serenading.
That's all you could take.
We're buffering.
L.A. Metro subway riders. She's homeless and tells us she was having a bad day so she got and got on the wrong metro, so she decided to start singing. You have heard her voice. Now we get to hear her story. It was her voice that we first knew and fell in love with. But it was her name and story we didn't know until now.
You know why I do it in the subway? Because it sounds so great.
For Emily Zamorka, she's dreamed of being a singer since she was a child growing up in Russia.
I haven't been singing for a long time.
But in recent years, she's been using only a violin to entertain.
I was playing, performing on the streets, and then I lost it.
Emily says her $10,000 violin was stolen.
It was my income. It was everything to me.
So ever since, she's been using the only musical instrument she has left to survive. Years after a debilitating illness, she recently found herself homeless.
I'm sleeping where I can sleep. Sometimes, I have people that feel sorry for me.
Emily was spotted Thursday night by an LAPD officer who recorded her stunning singing at a Metro Purple Line station in Koreatown. The video has been enjoyed tens of thousands of times, but Emily didn't know until her friends called her.
Hey, you know you are on the TV. I said, what do you mean?
Now, with the city wanting to hear more of her voice, Emily is almost speechless.
I thank you for that. I don't know what to say. I've been praying for that also. It's been very hard.
And if she ever gets the chance to finally sing on stage, she says she won't say no.
If it's God's will for my life to change, then I will praise him and I will be so grateful.
It's not like you killed someone.
What? What just happened? Huh? Are you okay?
No. It was just... A little performance.
Yeah. You're just going to sing? You're going to be singing that somewhere now?
Not like you drove a hateful spear into his side.
Okay.
A little too warm. There's a hidden commentary in there.
Mm-hmm.
So the GoFundMe, of course, there's been a GoFundMe. When I checked this morning, it was about $45,000.
Man, oh man. I hope, at first when they started talking to her, I was like, oh God, she's totally high on meth right now. But then you realize, oh, she's Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So like she's going real fast.
She is an incredibly clean looking homeless lady.
She really is.
Well, she has
like her hair was sparkling clean.
She has friends.
Great skin.
Yeah.
She also has a phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. Phone. She has a phone. She just has nowhere to sleep.
Used to have a $10,000 violin.
Yeah. Well, and you can see she's a classically trained musician, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, she's...
It would be crazy. It'd be a way different story if it was just somebody singing a perfect circle.
Yeah, for sure.
It would.
But because she's singing opera in the subway.
I hope that, you know, she gets help, and then they find out that she's used all that money.
Yeah, I feel so bad because now they're going to find out the real story. Like, that was just the lollipop story.
Yeah. Like, this is always, there's always the origin story, and then you find out, much like the guy with the golden voice.
Yeah.
They've got shady past.
Exactly.
There's a reason they're on the streets. They've been up to no good.
She needs to get out of L.A. Housing is less... More, you know, it's pretty expensive. Yeah.
Well, was she trying to make it or something? Like, I don't know.
But time to go.
Yeah,
get cheaper housing somewhere else.
It's crazy if she was like homeless and playing a $10,000 violin.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
And then might the be second time to sell that thing and maybe get you an apartment for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah. Because I'm
and
homeless.
Get a, then get and another then you violin and then make money.
Exactly. Because you can still play all the songs.
Yeah.
Especially on the street with just a normal one.
Yeah. Feel for it, though.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Scary.
I'm sure that, you know, 45 grand so far will go a long way.
But
if it's
at the same
correctly
time, there's no wolves trying to eat her.
This is better than that.
It's way better.
Oh, my God, this is so much better.
You way know, better.
I play violin and wolves steal it.
Over there, it's kill wolf with it.
I had to bash wolf brains in.
It was made of wolf bone.
A fashion bow out of it.
Could be worse.
Yeah.
A study may have finally solved the mystery of the female orgasm. But unfortunately, guys, not how to help you make it happen for the ladies. You're still on your own there. This new study out of the University of Cincinnati, because you know they're just kings of the female orgasm.
Cincinnati. Yeah, it's Cincinnati. Yeah,
putting the O in Ohio.
They tried to figure out why there's a female climax.
Both O's.
Because unlike the male one, it's not required for reproduction. Our climax leads to sperm production, which leads to reproduction.
Which is why you know it's real.
Women, that's not the reason. So since it doesn't serve a clear biological function, why does it exist? Especially since, as they say, it's too complex to be an evolutionary accident. Well, they got their answer by using bunnies and Prozac. Since Prozac makes it harder for women to climax, the researchers gave some to 12 female bunnies. They found those bunnies released 30% fewer eggs during sex than female bunnies who weren't on Prozac. By the way, all the bunnies had sex with the same male rabbit in the study. His name
not
is,
bad for him.
His name is Frank.
Frank.
I'm Frank.
I kill it, dude.
They're just bringing chicks in every day, and I'm just banging them.
Exhausted.
Unprotected sex.
I have all the habit diseases.
I'm riddled with STDs.
Yeah. Oh. RSTDs.
Little bunny STDs. So the friend, that detail was somehow important enough to make the report.
Yeah.
Frank's name.
Because it's hilarious.
Yeah. He's some sort of bunny stud. What does it all mean, though? The scientists say it shows that the female orgasm helps trigger ovulation, which is a boost to making babies. So there is a reason for it.
So there's a reason to not give someone one as well.
Because it increases their baby-making boost, their ovulation.
It's so wild to feed a bunch of bunnies Prozac.
Yeah.
Bunnies are those bunny chicks. You're like, I don't care, Frank. Just do it. Just do whatever you
finish
want.
Finish me, Frank.
Come on, Frank.
Just do whatever you want.
Wrap
Frank
it up, Frank.
Like, more bitches, please.
Yeah, what was Frank on? Just like tons of Viagra.
Pumped him full of Cialis. When the time is right for Frank, and it's always right for Frank, if you know what I mean.
Cialis and meth.
Jesus.
Cialis and meth.
We got to keep Frank going.
Yeah.
And why science just one? Like, why couldn't
just,
they have got a bunch
needed
of
a control
bunnies?
They needed a control. You know, like, so you have to have the same bunny.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So yeah, they can determine that's exactly the same with every bunny.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's weird is I guess I would have never assumed that animals, female animals,
have orgasms.
Got off. Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't see it. Yeah.
Because it seems like in every mating thing, it's a tragedy.
You ever watch two turtles bang?
Right.
No.
It's hilarious. Oh, my God. The dude's just like, yeah. And then the female's just like,
Yeah. I thought that was part of being human, was like the fact that it was like an enjoyable thing for both people, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, sex for pleasure.
It's just, it's an odd thing to me. But I always thought, like, you know, the reason that girls have them and guys have them is because we all start sort of the same, right? We start as a girl and as a fetus, and then we develop, like, all of our parts, if you like microed them down, like, they're basically almost all the same.
Yeah.
So I don't know why they needed science for that, but
I think these
Freaks know. Just wanted to give Frank Laid and pump a bunch of bunnies.
That's it. They're into bunny banging.
It could be that. Yeah. It is Cincinnati.
Sickos.
You never know.
Cincinnati you're sickos.
Right. You're right.
Cinnamon. Oh, hi, whoa.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
They put out a list of some of the sex mistakes people make that guarantee they won't get another date. Quickly on the Dave and Chuck lines, what sex mistake did someone make that guaranteed you never saw them again? 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text us at 46969. And the first one, which should be obvious, but I'm not sure everyone gets it, getting kinky too soon. Like anything in life, you got to warm it up first.
Well, you can't pee on somebody on the first date.
Like, can you imagine?
Yeah.
Tying someone up.
How else are you to find the one?
See, I think that there are people that are tying people up right off the bat. Because that's what they're into.
Yeah, they've well, already
and
talked about
if
it.
They're talked into about it. If they're into it, great. But if you have a partner that's not into that, you guarantee they'll never see you again.
Well, I guess if you met someone under the guise of, like, this is going to be like a 50 Shades of Grey thing, yeah. But then I don't know what you did to, like, take it from, like, that fantasy to, holy crap, this is scary.
But don't you think you come out of the gate with that? What's to come? Like,
oh, it's going to be bad.
Right. So, like, start maybe a little, like, warm up to stuff. You got your whole life ahead of you, possibly, with this person.
No, you don't.
Well, yeah. I guess it depends on what you're looking for.
It's so romantic.
He
just thinks it's romance.
It's
like, no matter what.
Happily
you've got
ever
your
after.
Whole God-blessed life together.
Once no, you man. Do, you are to be wed.
Light her right on fire.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's not the case all the time, obviously, but sometimes it is. Someone said I hooked up with one girl. I needed to get a BJ before intercourse. She said, I don't do that. So I banged her and never talked to her again.
Hmm. Tale of love.
They had their whole lives together.
Yes.
But then was ruined. By her lack of desire.
Absolutely.
Suitor and his mistress.
But they kind of say the same thing. If they're needing this much stimulation at the beginning when pretty basic sex feels great because you've just met and it's all new and exciting, what are you going to do if you stick around with this person?
Well, I will say this. I think that there are people that are having like new sex, like strange person sex so much that the thrill isn't there. Like it would be for someone who had a normal sex life. Mm-hmm. So they have to do something. Like it's not getting a stranger to have sex with you is not thrilling anymore. You have to tie them up. You have to choke them out. You have to get choked. You have to peg.
Next, looking disappointed over penis size. The quickest way to guarantee they say you'll never see a guy again.
Well.
To look visibly disappointed with how well endowed he is. Or if you overreact if he has an erection or ejaculation problem.
Well, I mean, some guys love it, right?
Well, those are few and far
the
between.
Humiliation.
Yeah, those humiliation guys, that's not the norm. That's rare. Most guys, Chuck, if you took your pants down and girl went, oh, God.
Yeah, I mean,
you'd not be cool. You wouldn't come back for more.
No, I would kill myself in front of her.
Mm-hmm. Now you can't get it up in front of a girl and she, you know, like all that, you're done. I don't think they need to tell you they don't want to see anymore. You and yourself would be like, well, that's it. It's over with her.
Yeah.
This woman said, what guaranteed I'd never see him again? He bit the button. Enough said.
Thought he was... like being sexy about it or whatever. Like, this is a turn on.
Yeah. Little love nibble.
Love nibble.
Jump.
Super stupid.
Went wrong.
He probably didn't know where he was biting.
He didn't know what was going on.
Oh my God, no. He probably didn't know it was a button.
Just biting around. Mm.
Just biting down there.
Willy-nilly.
Just like a piranha.
Another guy said, in the middle of a BJ, she slapped my balls.
How do you like that?
So her other guy did.
Yeah, he really liked it.
I mean, girls just do, guys just do whatever they kind of learn.
You think there are guys out there that like their balls slapped?
Oh, they love it.
Punched.
They love it. Punched.
Like during oral relations.
During. Yeah. Big time.
I can't imagine. My instinct would be to slap you like right across the face.
Right.
Because just instinct, right? Like, balls.
I don't even know. I mean, I think if someone slapped them, I don't know if you have power to do anything.
I could just go right to sleep.
Cry.
I just go right.
He's out.
Wow.
You fall right out, you think? I guess if it's hard enough.
So traumatic.
Can't even imagine it.
Slapped, like bitch slapped on your balls. Like, who does that?
I'd instantly think I was in like a fight.
Without some warning.
Yeah, like I'd instantly feel like I'm in a fight for my life.
I'd be like, madam.
Because what else is about to happen?
Yeah.
I mean, and also, I would be so shocked. I'd be like, what just happened?
Like, did you just
cut my nuts off?
Just bitch slap my balls?
Someone said, talking about the sex mistakes that guarantee you won't get another date, this person said she did not shave her back area. Looked like she had Seabiscuit's tail.
Yeah.
Yeah, heard of that. Through the show. Many times.
Unfortunately.
Yep.
Unfortunately. Many times. overacting in bed. Lying back and letting him do all the work. That's one of the sex mistakes that ladies can make that will guarantee they won't get another date.
Mm-hmm.
Not returning the oral favor.
Yeah.
That's another one. Taking it too slowly.
Well, we've
talked about my rule.
Oh, that kind of slowly. I don't know why I pictured real slow sex.
Like super slow sex. Like teasing it out.
Real slow.
One pump every 3 minutes.
That's like Sting or something.
Yeah, it is. It's very
what that is.
Sting-like.
Yeah.
No, not like tantric.
Right.
Like,
you're just not doing it fast enough.
Not getting there.
Not doing it.
Admiring their body. I don't see. I think that's like, this is something that you can do, I guess. Because if someone admires your private parts.
To a point.
What do you mean by admire?
Like
to a point.
They say they give this as an example. Like,
like what do you mean? Admire.
Look at that.
Define admire.
Yeah. Okay, here's let me define what they say.
Wow.
Okay. A woman saying, "Wow, is that for me?"
Mm.
That kind of not like,
not like
what a beautiful not like Venus.
Yeah, I was like, admire is like when, like a mentor. A mentor, I admire him.
Just like staring at fine art
up
close.
Yeah. Yeah, that's too much. That's creepy.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a nice comment. Like, oh, that's, you know, plump. I don't know. I'm not sure what you'd say.
I don't know.
Get you plump.
That's girthy. But they say even if you said to like, you know, just compliment a woman's body too.
Sure.
Yeah. Great body. Nice rack.
Your body is plump.
No.
You don't want to mix those up.
Plump doesn't work. Cam, we're talking about a sex mistake that guaranteed you didn't get another date.
Admire your plumpness.
Your parts.
Hey, Cam. Plump.
Hey, how are you?
Good, man. What's going on?
Good. Prepared to peg?
Prepared to peg?
Prepared to peg?
Ooh. Well, I'm pegging. I'm admiring it.
Maybe not in this case.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
What you got? What you got for us?
Well, I was about to have sex. When they grabbed the condom, she was laying in bed, looking up at me. Went to put it on the wrong way. She kind of noticed. Looked up, kind of gave me a weird face. I lost my erection.
Oh, geez.
So I know that caused sex to end right there.
Gotta get it the right way.
Yeah, I know. No kidding.
What do you mean? I don't like. How do you not know how to put a condom on?
Well, he just grabbed it the wrong way, and then in the heat of the moment, like he's like can't do it.
She looked at him like, and then
he was like,
and his was like,
that's not where it ends.
That's brutal. Yeah,
that's not where it ends. It got worse.
God.
Any other time a girl asks you to grab a condom, game over. I just can't get it past that point.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That has scarred you. Yeah. You've got, condom trauma.
Yeah. My God.
Let me just practice.
So.
Yeah, you're going to really have to fire a gun next to him. Go! Go! You got it. I hope you lost it. Hold on. Yeah. No, there we go. All right, we're gonna. When I fire this gun off, you get ready like a lady's in front of you. Ready?
Go!
There you go. Nice and hard, and it's on. Good.
Right. Nice and hard, and it's on.
Oh,
you need a buddy to help you practice. That's all you need.
Well, I don't know about that.
Shoot one of those racer guns in the air.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, time me. Give me my time.
It's to rattle your nerves. See how you do.
Yep.
No pain, no gain.
I'm in a room full of men.
All right, get your wieners
to
out.
To prove I get you. I'm in a wiener camp.
Wiener camp.
It's condom camp.
I'm in flaccid camp. I can't talk right now.
I'm trying to break it. All of us are. Yep. All of us cool guys.
That's too bad.
We're super cool.
Camp impotence.
What a horrible game.
Oh.
But at the end, when you've conquered your fears.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful day.
When you graduate from
it. Is. Everybody makes a birdhouse.
Mm-hmm.
You get your little badge.
Exactly.
Your condom badge. Voice changing technology in Boston. We have Anonymous. Hi.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing good. Mistake someone made that guaranteed they didn't get another date when it comes to sex.
So this gentleman, I invited him back to my house, and we went to my bedroom, and he laid down, and he covered both of his eyes with his hands. And I should have known better because he had really loose old man boxer shorts on. And when I pulled his
voice, hey! Jesus, foul mouth bitch! She was talking about his tiny penis.
Well, sure.
Yeah.
He didn't want to see her reaction. That's why he covered his eyes. He
covers his eyes.
He's like, well, I guess you don't want to see it. You know what's coming.
She said that.
I know.
Bizarre. Well.
Yeah.
Huh.
When a woman says, what the F is this?
She's still laughing about it. Mm-hmm. She's
poor,
cracking
poor man.
Up. Oh. What was it?
She's not what.
What was...
We'll probably
know what it was.
It looked like a little caterpillar or something. I don't know.
My God.
Like a mealworm.
My God. My God.
My God.
Yeah.
My goodness.
I don't know.
I do.
So that...
I'd love to hear more of her story.
Yeah, but unfortunately she had...
You can't take a risk on her.
Disgusting mouth.
Yeah.
You can't take a risk on that.
Oh, well. Next.
All right, regular line. We're going to St. Petersburg, Florida to Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. Sex mistake that guaranteed there was no other date.
So I was hooking up with a girl a couple years ago, and we were at her sister and boyfriend's apartment, and her sister had a baby. So she was, we were all drinking, and we were in the living room and about to hook up, and this is the first time we were having sex, and I guess she had a case of baby fever because when we were getting after it the whole time, she just kept saying that she wanted me to get her pregnant.
Mm-mm.
Oh, God. And, Jesus. First time.
Because I didn't have a condom with me. It was in my truck. So she told me not to wear one, but I got up and ran through the parking lot in my underwear of the apartment complex.
Retrieve that.
Well, the fact is, okay, that's a guy, though. So you know she's a crazy lady. She wants, she asks you to put a baby in her. He doesn't just go. He just goes to get a condom. People are calling it Lake Placid. Camp Lake Placid.
Lake Placid.
Welcome to Lake Placid.
make a man out of you yet.
Really happy to be here.
Are you?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
Make your birdhouse.
I'm trying.
Everybody's making birdhouses.
I can't get it to stick.
With no pants on.
This other lady, also with voice changing technology.
Oh,
yeah, I know. She had a guy make a sex mistake that she'll never forget. What was it?
He, after he finished in the condom, he took it off, knotted it on the end, and proceeded to check the fluid on the inside. And I asked him, what was he checking for? And he told me he was looking for chunks or discoloration or anything that could mean there was something wrong with him, which was obviously very alarming.
Yes.
Yes.
You want to ask all those questions first.
Yeah.
Highly alarming.
Yes.
You have any chunks? Yes. Any chunks or discoloration?
I have a chunky seed.
Yeah.
Oh, my. That was it then. Done, right?
That was the end of it. Yeah.
Yes. My goodness. I mean, if you are that paranoid or psychotic or whatever it is that causes that, you take that to at least to the bathroom, right? I'll be back. I gotta freshen up.
You gotta do some science.
And if you want to do your inspections, you do that. Yeah. You can't do it right in front of the lady.
Test tube.
Yeah, what are you doing? Was it coming? Is it a crazy like kombucha or something?
What it comes out like a,
you got
like a cement mixer.
Yeah. It's like pomegranate things. Those jelly pomegranates.
That's what comes up.
Those just little orbs.
Just so many strange people in the world, you guys.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Check for chunks and flies.
Just checking for fleas.
Flies. It's disgusting. But I like Andy's first guess was ghosts. He was looking for ghosts. Are there ghosts in
here?
You
know I'm looking for ghosts. You know the ghost.
Someone died in there.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.